Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorders, said toxic people, said toxic traits, y'all. We know not everybody's a narcissist. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about, are narcissists aware of what they are doing? So, oh my goodness. This is a refresher course right here. I feel like this is English 101. Y'all, I've taken English 101 because I've done videos like on this before, but this is English 102 right here. This is your refresher course. You know, this is summer school for narcissistic toxic relationships and toxic narcissistic people. You know, it doesn't have to be intimate partners. It can be your parent as well. So, y'all, this is the thing right here. Are narcissists aware of what they are doing? My answer as a diagnosed self-aware narcissist is going to be yes. Most narcissists that you deal with, that you encounter, know what they are doing. That's just how it is. They know the difference between right and wrong. And some people do not care. Some of them don't care. Some of them do care. Some of them absolutely do not give a damn. As long as their needs are being met, they don't care the effect that it has on you. And I'm just being real. As long as their needs are being met in some way, shape, or form, they do not care the effect that it is having on the people around them, on their husbands, on their wives, on their children. They just don't care, y'all. And that's just me being realistic and being real, which I know a lot of people don't want to hear that and it hurts their feelings. Like, I just didn't think that it gave me hope to just understand, it just kind of gave me hope to think that they didn't realize what they were doing. But now it's heartbreaking to understand that they do. Yes, y'all, they know what they are doing. They 1,000% know the difference between right and wrong, but some people don't care. I'm just being real with y'all. Some of them do not care, y'all. They care about their reputation, how they will be viewed if you tell on them, if you expose them. Some of them absolutely care about that. But for the most part, they don't care how you are maintaining yourself, how you are dealing with your sanity and with your peace and with your heartache, whatever the situation is and the dynamic is. You know what I mean? They don't care when it comes to that. So I tell people all the time, I tell people, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, this is who you're dealing with. This is them. This is it right here. You know what I mean? This is it. They know the difference between right and wrong. Like, and this is the telltale sign right here, y'all. If they didn't think it was bad, narcissistic robot has to reboot. Overheating and talking way too fast. Power back up. If they didn't think what they were doing was wrong, why do most of them want you to keep it quiet? Why do most of them want you to keep this stuff off of social media? Why do most of them not want you to tell your parents or your friends or your family members or your teammates or your coworkers or your employees? Why do they not want you to tell anybody else what's going on? Yeah, they know. And as a diagnosed narcissist, when I was doing wrong, I knew that I was doing wrong. I knew that I was doing bad stuff. I knew it. I knew that if people found out what I was doing, it would affect me negatively. If I was to cheat on my partner, then I knew if that partner would find out, it could ruin my reputation back way back when. You see what I'm saying? They know. If they didn't think cheating was bad, why did they hide it from you? Why did they sneak around? You know what I mean? If they didn't think putting their hands on you was bad, why they want to keep it? Why they want you to keep it a secret? And this is not just husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. This is, you know, or intimate partner. This could be your parent. Why do your parents? If they didn't think beating on you was bad, why don't want you to tell the principal? Why do they want you to tell the school counselor that you fell down the stairs? That's why you have those bruises. You see what I'm saying? They know what they're doing. But this is the thing right here, y'all. Are they aware of what they're doing? Was I aware of what I was doing? Absolutely, yes. I feel like the biggest thing, the biggest difference in my life right now is that I didn't know why I was doing it. I didn't know who was driving the car, or the operative word in my mind right now would be bus. I didn't know who was driving the bus in my mind. I didn't know who the bus driver was. I didn't know why I was doing these things. I knew what I was doing. I was aware of what I was doing. I didn't know why I was doing that stuff. You know, I didn't realize that I was a narcissist. I didn't realize I had a personality disorder or very, very toxic traits that made me the way I am. I didn't understand how childhood trauma and neglect and not having my emotions validated when I was growing up. I had no idea that that was propelling me as a grown ass man to do what I was doing. You see what I'm saying? Not just as an intimate partner, but also as a, you know, as a parent, also as a coworker, also as a friend, also as a student. You see what I'm saying?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I didn't know what was propelling me. I didn't know about narcissistic personality disorder. And I know where people are going to go with that when I tell them, when I just shared that part of my story. I know people are going to go, oh, so why, Lee, how do we share that with them? How do we tell them that they are narcissists? Yeah. How do you share it with them that they are a narcissist? That's why people ask me that all the time. How do I wake them up? Like, if they know what they're doing, how do I wake them up and make them take accountability? Yeah. Some people will never, most narcissists or toxic people will never ever wake up to the realization of what they're, they will never wake up. And they don't care why they're doing it. They just think they're different. They just think, hey, I'm just this way. This is just how I am. This is how I was raised. I don't know any different. They'll list all these examples out there for you and they'll mess with your mind. You see what I'm saying? They'll do all of this stuff right here to mess with your mind, mess with your head, and keep it going back and forth. They will literally do that. And I tell this to people all the time, you have to be very careful when you're dealing with toxic, narcissistic people, because most of them only care about themselves and how they, getting their needs met. You know, you just have to be very wary of who you're dealing with and how you're approaching them and how you're processing what's going on. Because like I said, most of them only care about getting their needs met. As long as they are getting those needs met, they don't care how it's affecting other people around them. Take that with a grain of salt. I know a lot of people don't want to hear me say that, but that's literally how it goes a lot of times when you're dealing with narcissistic, toxic people. They only care about them, their needs getting met. And most of them will never, ever wake up to the point where they want to actually change their behaviors. They might tell you that, I need help, please help me. But they actually want help. When somebody is asking you to help them, but they're not putting in the work to help themselves, they are lying to you and manipulating you. They are weaponizing their own trauma or your trauma against you. If they say, I need some help, please help me. Don't abandon me. Don't leave me. I know I beat on you. I know I cheat on you. I know I do all this horrible stuff to you, but please don't leave me. Please, please, please don't give up on me. Please, I just need some help. If they're not going to get that help themselves, can you find me a therapist? What the hell? Can you find them a therapist? That means they're not even serious about trying to find a therapist themselves. They want you to do it. They want you to do it so they can deny the therapist that you picked for them. I don't like that person. Try to find another one. They're not serious about going to get the help. If you have to pick a therapist for them, they're not serious, y'all. If they're not taking the action steps necessary, they're not serious. You know, that's a telltale sign. If they tell you, hey, I need you, can you find me somebody to help me deal with them? No, go find somebody yourself. I will support you, but I be very wary of supporting them because people lie. People lie. I'm just telling you, they understand. They know what they are doing is wrong. They do, y'all. I mean, they are aware of what they are doing, but they don't know of, they're not aware of why they are doing it. And sometimes, even if they know why, they will still continue those behaviors. Because, like, me, I used to, you know, I didn't know why I was doing the stuff that I was doing. And when I found out why I was doing it, I went to therapy, and that became a reason. Okay, I have a reason why I'm doing this stuff. So I'm taking that reason, and I'm going to work on it to stop doing this stuff that I've been doing. Some people will not use that as a reason. They will use that as an excuse to continue their behaviors. This is the way I am. This is how I was raised. This is just what I do. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people in those circumstances, in those situations, will continue to do the same things over and over again because, hey, it works. It works. You're not, if I've done this horrible stuff to you and you're not going to leave me, why would I stop doing it now? You see what I'm saying? If it's been 10 years of horrible treatment, why in the hell would they stop right now? Oh, because they love it? No. You, the narcissistic person in your life, will probably never, ever love you. More than likely, chances are more than likely, they will never, ever love you the way you love them. As much as you love them, they probably won't love you nowhere near that amount. You give them 100% of your love, you won't get 100% in return. But Lee, I'm willing to accept 10% of love for them. How do I get 10% for them? Look how, if you are willing to accept so much less to keep somebody in your life, you need to start looking internally. And this is not me trying to victim blame. This is me telling you, you need to look internally to see what is going on, that you're willing to keep somebody in your life that's not treating you well just to have this person in your life. You need to look internally. They need, you turn the mirror on you. Turn that mirror. Stop trying to get them to look at themselves. Flip that thing on you. Take a look at what you have going on, y'all. You have to. But anyway, y'all, thank you for tuning in to another episode. I like to keep these around 11 minutes or so. And this is working out right at 11 minutes. If you haven't already, check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Look at this, helps you look internally right here too. Check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.